We are here at the 2018 NACUSO Network. We're at Disneyland, guys.
Awesome.
Can you imagine? The happiest place on Earth.
They
took the words right out of my mouth.
And did you? Folks, and so it's awesome. I love it.
So you met John, right? John Best.
Yes. Oh, well. You're exactly right.
We are here with QCash's very own Ben Morales and Constellation's Chris Kovacs. This is a pretty cool show so far, guys.
It's really been fantastic, honestly. This is one of the biggest groups I've seen for NACUSO. They really have been pretty tremendous.
Come on in, Q.
Come on, Q. We're going to try this. Ready?
Hey.
We're going to reproduce.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? I was going to ask you about knock, knocks, speaking of the devil. But, Chris, keep going.
So this has really been one of the biggest NACUSOs I've been to, and it's really been a lot of great ideas. I think this is the biggest vendor fair they've had.
It's huge in there.
It really has been. So it's really, we're getting fantastic traction as QSOs, bringing innovative solutions to market, and I think this conference is highlighting that.
Indeed.
And I can't swing a cat at this conference without talking about data analytics. My gosh, almost every person I've talked to is talking data analytics. I'm like, are you guys getting that same thing? I mean, so...
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, data is money, right? It's really an area that credit unions are really getting focused on, and some great solutions coming out from the QSOs here that are delivering data solutions. So we're excited about it. You know, we're also focused on data as well. I mean, I think that's how we create the engagement and experience that we're looking for our members.
Indeed. Keith, anything to add on that one?
No problem. What I'm seeing here is actually it's data combined with actionable actions behind that data, which is a first, because the fintechs have it out there.
Right.
So there's a lot of folks here that have the data and the way to tap into the data, and then there's other vendors here that have actionable take action items that can be done with the data. So it's great combination.
So instead of just sitting on it, like we've all been doing for years and years, now we're doing something with it, right?
Yeah, it's the realization, I think, of what you have, and then being able to make it actionable, like he's talking about, right? I heard somewhere somebody said, you know, data is the oil of the 21st century, right? And I think what you're seeing is people are realizing how to start using it now. Right? How to make it valuable to credit unions and credit union members in particular to improve their experience as they go. Right.
Now you guys are just on an innovation fintech panel. What was discussed in there? Keith, I'll start with you first. What was your take? What did you guys talk
about? Well, I learned a lot about from these guys actually on seriously, I took away so much on what they went through, trials and tribulations of coming up with ideas and bringing them to fruition and being innovators, great innovators that they are, and what they had to do to get their products to, but also the idea behind it was always focused around the improvement for the member. QCash, incredible. I mean, goodness gracious, the good that you're doing out there for all the members on payday lending and getting them off that, and education behind them on saving, and Mr. Constellation, please get that thing fired up as fast as you can.
Constellation.
Yeah.
So hold up, come on.
You like these guys. You know, it's the neat thing about it, too, about the panel that we were just on, was that we talked about how can credit unions build innovative organizations. Because, yes, Constellation and QCash
See, rate reset.
I was going to say knock, knock. Because right? You have gotten it in my head. Knock, knock, it's in my head. But these are innovative ideas, but innovation happens every single day. It's happening throughout the organization. So how do you build an organization to do that, right? We spun out of Coastal, and at Coastal, we told that story over and over and over again about how new employees were joining an innovative company, how new vendors, when they came on, were partnering with an innovative company. And then we sought out those smaller, everyday innovations sometimes to improve that member experience all the way back down to what we were chartered to do.
And you spun out of, was it BECU?
WSCU.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and so one of the things that we talked about there is, you know, where do you start to innovate? And really, we started QCash Financial with solving a member problem that we observed, right? And so at WSCU, and just began to iterate around that, and really ended up to where we're at today, developing this, delivering this small dollar loan platform. But it's really get focused. Focus on solving a member problem that you observe, and start from there, and it'll drive itself for sure.
And find those pain points and answer them.
Absolutely.
And I'll never forget when Keith Kelly came up to my little studio lounge thing here, what was it, 2 years ago, 3 years ago at GAC, you got to see this, you know? And like, all right. And so I did. And man, and every year you guys have like come up with some great announcement about, you know, some new product offering that you guys have. And you guys do it up really well. So I mean, I like how you guys are all kind of almost in the same boat, you know?
Yep.
And it's really cool. You guys have some similar kind of themes going on with your startups, so to speak. No. So it's really exciting.
It's, you know, I think that we should rename this as the QSO Tech, right? This is this is the QSO Tech.
Where's Jack? Jack
of the credit unions, right? Yeah. So credit unions have their own fintech. It's through these QSOs that we have. Mm-hmm. We were talking with one of the persons asking, you know, about you know, where do we start? I'm like, ask somebody. Mm-hmm. There are many fintech providers here. They may not do what you're looking for, but they'll take the opportunity to innovate and partner with you.
Right.
Just gotta ask, and we have our own network to do that. So let's leverage that.
Yeah, I remember taking a novel writing class in college way back in the day, and the professor said, the most important question you can ask yourself when beginning a novel is, what if? And I see that with you guys. What if you could create something really cool? What if you could do that? What if you could do that? You know?
Yeah.
And I see that. I see this common thread through all this type of stuff. And it's really exciting.
A company like CU Broadcast, broadcasting all these great ideas out there. What if?
And here we are.
Get our word out.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. Use the power of video to get it out there. So very cool. So where do you guys see, I know you guys want to go on there and network and all that type of stuff, but where do you guys see all is heading?
You want to network.
Yeah.
Did I?
You did. Do you want to network?
Whoa.
Exactly.
Oh. Gosh. Sorry, force of habit. Anyway, but yeah, where do you guys see it going the rest of this year? I mean, because, I mean, all you guys are on this really great track of doing some amazing, and you're already doing some amazing things. So I'm going to start with you, Mr. Kelly. Where do you guys?
Yeah, one of the biggest challenges is trying to do too much too fast. So we've really identified three goals for 2018. Of course, Knock Knock is our main goal, is getting out there, educating the credit unions what Knock Knock is. It's not just an app, it's a platform. It's a digital engagement platform that the credit unions can use and the member can use to communicate with each other. So we're really focused this year on those three goals, which is education behind Knock Knock, membership growth on Knock Knock, and the digital components being added on for Knock Knock.
Chris, you've had like the most amazing 12 months of anybody that I know. So
it hasn't even been 12 yet. It's only been 11. Oh, so yeah, the next month is going to be fantastic. So we've got, for the rest of the year, we've got two major releases that we're working on for the platform, which is going to put us in a position to get these guys on the platform.
Oh, right on.
So both Rate Reset and Qcash are both part of our developer community, along with 35 other companies. So we now have to get to the point where we deliver them a platform that they can develop on. We've done it. We did a developers conference last month. Rate Reset team was there. They did a fantastic job.
Bob Funky
demonstrating the power of the platform. Now we have to keep pushing it and make it available to them to create those services for credit unions.
Very nice. Ben, where are you guys headed?
Hey, you know, we're looking for growth, right? How do we create a movement amongst credit unions about how to recapture their members from predatory lenders? That's what we want to do, and being able to get our product out there so that credit unions can help members. So we're really focused on growth, and secondary, really, as he talked about, is just really focusing on developing that product out more and more. So staying focused is what we're trying to do this year. But lots of opportunities, for sure.
All right. I just got to say thank you to you guys. Each of you, I love the entrepreneurial spirit here, especially at this conference as well. And it's proof that when you have a great idea and you execute on it, good things happen. And you guys are living it. So thank you very much. And as the credit union world turns, we'll check back in.
Thanks.
All right, guys.
Appreciate
well done.
It.